Luther, L-U-T-H-E-R, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Today's the 31st. He was born. Just leave the date of birth alone. Well, let me tell you what his date of birth is. Date of birth is 11-30-50. This is a single 73-year-old concrete worker from Rockdale, R-O-C-K-D-A-L-E, Texas, non-smoker, non-drinker, who's got 11 children, 7 girls, 6, 4 boys, lives in a group home. I was asked to see regarding his severe low back pain, left leg pain, and possible history of prostate cancer requiring hospice care. Patient states that he's had prostate trouble but never diagnosed with prostate cancer, period. He has not seen a doctor for the past 5-6 years, period. Surgery, left elbow surgery, after a fall, knee surgery. Social, he's homebound, uses a walker, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's a concrete worker, as I said, has worked concrete from age 14 to 60. At one time, he had some kind of x-ray done of his back, but he doesn't remember what it showed. Recent hospitalization, none. COVID immunization, none. COVID infection, none. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Review of system, no chest pain, shortness of breath, hematemesis, hematochezia, no significant weight loss, low back pain, left leg pain, symptoms of neuropathy and leg weakness. Patient recently lived with his children all over the country with his 11 children, but now has settled in Houston, lives in a group home. Recent lab, MRI or CT, none. Vital signs, 130 over 90, pulse 92, respirations 18, heart positive, swim positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, leg rigidity, skin shows no ash. There's minimal leg raising test, positive on the left side. Number one, here we have a 73-year-old gentleman with low back pain. Number two, suspect degenerative disc disease and or nerve root impingement causing radiculopathy and neuropathy symptoms. Number four, he needs to see his regular primary care physician for pain medication and possible Neurontin and muscle relaxer. Maybe a course of steroids. Next number is he needs blood work. Next number is no history, no confirmation test for prostate cancer has been done. He definitely needs PSA and a full exam at his primary care office. Next number definitely does not have diagnosis and or life expectancy to meet hospice criteria. Next number, he would be a great candidate for home health because of severe weakness and needing medication to control his symptoms of pain and neuropathy. We'll get blood work from PCP and proceed from there. The next number is findings discussed with patient and the owner of the group home at length before leaving their residence. Thank you.